Let's turn our attention now to the weather forecast. Mike Tenores here from T-Storm Weather in Chicago. Mike, let's get to it. We have some rain today. Will that continue?
Well, most of the rain beyond today will be in the southern growing areas. We will see some showers to the north and west, but the big chunk of rain, at least in the near term, is moving through today, and then we'll see another one tomorrow, a little bit further to the south. That takes us through the next few days, but our bigger concern is that it's very likely for another large system to move through next week. We basically have two different areas of energy that are going to approach. One will come in from the northwest and the other from the southwest. They'll meet in Iowa, Minnesota, and Nebraska on Monday, develop thunderstorms there, and then those will steadily progress to the south and east throughout next week. So we're looking for another 1 to 2 inches of rain for most corn and soybean areas next week. And that's beyond the rain that we're talking about today and tomorrow.
Have you considered the open days that'll come after maybe the 12th of May?
We have a number of ways to look at this, but the one thing that we've been doing is we've been taking our proprietary data and trying to figure out what happened in 2013, because 2013 was a very late planted year. But then all of a sudden, in the week that ended May 19th of 2013, we planted 43% of the U.S. corn crop. So that possibility is still there that something could change and we could rapidly plant a lot of corn. But here's what happened in 2013. It basically stopped raining around May 4th or 5th, and it kept drying out and drying out and drying out. So that by the time we got to May 18th of 2013, only 10% of U.S. corn production had been wetter than normal over the 14-day period leading up to then. The way it stands right now, 68% of U.S. corn production was wetter than normal over the last 14 days. And unlike what we saw in 2013, where the proportion of wetness kept diminishing and diminishing and diminishing, we're going the other way. That number is going to stay high or even go up. So there's almost no chance that we're going to see that type of wetness coverage. It's real nice and low like we saw back in 2013.
And the implications are what?
Well, the main implication is that it tells you that you have very little chance of planting a huge proportion of the corn crop in 1 week. We saw that in 2013 because of this dry spell. The dry spell is not coming up, and our data is showing that even if it did stop raining right now, we'd have a challenge, but we know it's going to keep raining.
So we've talked about this week, next week, implications further out, but what about that week after next week? What do you see?
Well, at this point, it looks like we'll still see waves of energy moving through the central U.S. Temperatures will also be a little bit cooler. We're looking for a fairly extensive cool spell in the northern growing areas once some of that rain we already talked about moves through. After that, more than likely, again, those waves of energy will move through. And although we might not see widespread and heavy rainfall, it's pretty unlikely that it's going to suddenly turn warm and dry. It's more likely to be seasonable or cool with pockets of light rain and showers in varying areas at varying times. So we're not looking for some rapid change here later on in the month.
Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Todd. We'll talk next week.
And of course, is Mike Tenore. He's with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois. Helps us wrap up this edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Find us online at willag.org.